This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, you know why they won yesterday? Well, obviously, Buddy Hield was spectacular. Their defense, in terms of denying them to shoot threes, because that was the difference in the other games. Like, Fred VanVleet was taking whatever he wanted, wherever he wanted. I thought they made him put the ball on the floor more than he wanted to in this game seven. That was the key for me.
That was.
Not letting him be a catch and shoot guy. They stymied Şengün. By game seven, they figured out the spin moves.
The 1-3-1 zone that the Warriors employed yesterday was amazing. They played. They didn't overhelp.
No.
That was one thing they did in game six and game five. They were overhelping way too much. Whether it overreacted to Şengün down in the post, the 1-3-1 zone allowed Draymond Green to play his best weak side defense. Jimmy Butler at times was defending Şengün with Draymond Green coming in as the help. I thought that was a nice little twist there by Jerry Stackhouse. But that 1-3-1 zone really befuddled the Rockets. They're a young team. And it's just amazing to me that how many teams don't know how to play against his own defense. You would think that it creates open shots, but ever since we've seen Toronto and Nick Nurse kind of employ that janky defense back in 2019, more teams are starting to do that now, and more teams don't know what to do against his own. It's amazing.
I love the wrinkle that they've added into the league with this with these zones. I actually like it. I know you call it janky, but
no, I like it too.
I think it's situationally really brilliant.
Well, the Warriors called it janky. Now they do it all the time.
I love it. The other thing that I thought that they did really well, you'll hear this from coaches, but think about this. Their best defense was also their offense yesterday in the sense that they were hitting shots. So when you give up long misses, that fuels an athletic team into transition, which we know the Warriors are not as athletic and they're not as fast as the Houston Rockets. Yep. The other thing that it did was it allowed them, without giving up turnovers, those half-court, two-on-ones, three-on-two situations where you're just going to lose those matchups. Yep. You just are. Now, credit Draymond Green. He made two unbelievable transition stops as Sam Lubman
comes in with the
is
bagel.
Bringing in my $4 bagel. Where's your $20 bagel?
Let me see the double stack. Bring the double stack over here. I want to put it in
it's
camera.
It's a great day. It's game seven.
I want to see the double stack in a second. Go ahead. Continue what you were saying.
But basically, it's as simple as this, is that I thought because their offense was more potent, it fueled their defense to being more tightened and more buttoned up. And the fact that they didn't turn the ball over as much as they had in other ones, it was all a factor into limiting the half-court offense of the Rockets. That's their weakest part of their
team. Look at this double stack right here.
She looks incredible.
It does look incredible.
You need to get like a Nello's bagel sponsorship.
I'm trying to lose weight here. I'm trying to lose weight, man. Get that out of my face. Double sack looks good. All right, there it is.
$20 bagel. Better
let's go to
be
David.
Worth it.
Let's go to David South City. David South City. What up, Dave? Good morning.
Hey, great game. I think that was the best Warriors game ever that I've seen because I was like totally nervous because judging from 5 and 6, I was, to be honest with you, skeptical if they were going to pull it off, but everybody showed up. So yeah, it was really good.
Best game ever. You put that above game 6 OKC.
I can't go there.
Game 7 2018.
I love you. It's the first round.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, Dave's gone?
I mean, game five against Cleveland way back when.
I mean, at Oracle Arena.
Game four against Boston in Boston.
I mean, game six, game five in Boston.
I'm not mad at him.
Game six against Memphis.
Look, it's the best game of this year.
Yes, game six against Memphis to eliminate them on a Friday night. I mean, come
whatever music Draymond was listening to, he might need to do that the rest of the way. He, like, came out of this series. What was the totals? I mean, I got it right here. I think
16, 6, and 5.
No. That's not the total I'm talking about. Oh. Draymond Green, 4 techs, 2 flagrants, 21 fouls, and 20 turnovers. He can't wait to turn the page.
Oh, my God. By the way, he's trolling Tari Eason on Twitter right now. It's Warriors World tweeted, I think the Tari Eason Warriors come out to play or something like that. And then Draymond Green quote tweeted with laughing emojis, spoiled milk. Draymond Green getting ready for game 7.
He always gets the last laugh.
He always. Check this out. Draymond Green last night.
I had to channel it in a different way because that could lead you to, come on and I want us so bad. I actually went the opposite way. I listened to all slow music the last couple days. Just kind of calmed myself down, went to the spa, meditate. Because I knew, like, I know I can ratchet my intensity up. I know I'm going to meet the intensity level, but I felt like I was going too far. Now, I listened to checkout time on the way to the game the other day, and that was the exact mindset I had going into that game. Wanted to change it up a little bit today. You know, SZA, 90s R&B just kind of completely changed it up, so it was good for me.
What did he say to the team? Because before game 7 against Sacramento, well, Stephen Curry, who gave his speech, I remember the article, Draymond Green's like, Steph was like, I think we need to speak to the team. Draymond's like, cool, I got it. Steph was like, let me handle this one. Let me handle this one this season. And Steph basically said, hey, if you're not all in, don't get on the team bus up to the state capitol. And then Steph drops 50. Well, yesterday, Buddy Hill was explaining and saying, you know, people wanted to talk, and it was Draymond Green. We're like, we want to hear from Draymond Green. Well, here's what Draymond Green said, what he told the team. Here it is right here. What he said to the team right before game 7 against the Houston Rockets.
I think what goes into it is really decide who's going to get a speech. Obviously, I always try to defer to Steph, defer to Jimmy, and they wanted me to speak. But I had a lot to say. And like I said, most importantly was calling myself out. You know, you can't go into a game 7 expecting guys to rally off the game we had before and not address it. And so I wanted to address that, number one. But then secondly, tell everybody else what we needed, which was a togetherness like no other. And our huddles together, trusting in each other and believing. And so I thought it was much needed. But as much as I think this team needed it, I feel like I needed it for myself even more. Because you got to be accountable. You can't be a leader and not be accountable. You call other guys out when their stinks, then you better say when yours does too. And that's what I tried to make a point in doing.
He even gave the Rockets credit, tipped his cap to the Houston Rockets, a young team, and Ime Udoka and company, taking accountability. I'll take it, Shasky.
You know, the Draymond Green, like, roller coaster that we've been on for about 15 years.
How many times have you traded him?
Oh, hundreds. And I was not alone. Warrior fans were going to trade him Saturday, Sunday morning, and had they lost on Sunday afternoon, you would have been trading him too.
The word cooked was attached to his name after Friday night.
But here's what I can't understand. I know Thanos and I guess Palpatine in Star Wars.
Oh, my God.
Very few villains get the last laugh.
I know.
Like,
I
in the history of the world, very few get the last laugh. And every single time he finds a way get the last laugh on everyone.
Finds a way.
Tristan Thompson, LeBron, then he joined LeBron. I mean, like Jordan Poole, you know, all the different people that he's gone up against over the years, whether it's the Memphis Grizzlies, whether it's OKC.
Klay Thompson.
Kendrick Perkins.
Kevin Durant, I mean.
Paul Pierce. You know, like he every time he has someone in his crosshairs, somehow, some way, he gets the last laugh. It's honest to God, remarkable.
It is remarkable. And then the meme that's popping up now, when they're up 14 last night, and he finds the camera. He knows where the cameras are at. Like, game four?
When he finds Reggie.
Right. When he just, Shai Goon misses a shot at the end of the game, and he's like, don't try me on it. He's looking into the camera and stuff, and he's talking about game three out of nowhere. The Warriors win, and he's telling Jalen Green to go paint his fingernails again.
It's just unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
But he always gets the last laugh.
The roller coaster, you're right. I remember vividly going up to the California Classic, going to see Kuminga play for the first time, and Moses Moody. And then the next day I said, Shask, I got something for you, man. And we constructed a three-team trade that everybody was on board with. So much so that I know executives are like, yo, that's not bad. Ex-players are telling me, yo, executives kind of like it. It makes sense, right? It was Ben Simmons. And by the way, Ben Simmons can't even hit the rim on a 6-foot hook shot. Clippers went out bad on Saturday. Went out real bad.
James Harden, I mean, just classic.
Hey, Russell Westbrook getting the laugh.
They needed a Buddy Hield.
They needed Buddy Hield. They did need Buddy Hield. But Draymond Green, you're so right. He keeps surviving. And now, as we take a glimpse at the next series, the storylines galore. I mean, the Rudy Gobert, Draymond Green effect.
Well, that's going to be
the chokehold heard around the world. Then you got Julius Randle, who has some history with Draymond Green.
Yes, going back to the Lakers.
Yes, Anthony Edwards says he wants Draymond Green. All right? You got Dante DiVincenzo playing against his former team. Jimmy Butler, they don't like him in Minnesota.
Mike Conley and the Warriors have a lot of history.
A lot of history.
A lot of history.
A lot of history. Then you got Naz Reid, the Warriors' killer.
He is a killer.
He is a killer.
We got Jaden McDaniels.
They got KD. We got Jaden McDaniels.
Yes.
And you know what? That Joker can play on both ends of the floor.
Absolutely.
And then you have Alexander Walker.
Who is nice.
He's a nice player.
Yeah.
This series, the storyline and the spiciness.
And their coach is great.
Oh, Chris Finch is
a hell of a coach. Really enjoyed watching him coach that Lakers series.
He's a hell of a coach.
The Lakers.
And they have experience after going to the West Finals last season. So
this
is going to be a spicy, spicy ass semifinal in the Western Conference between the Warriors and T-Wolves.
But if I would have told you after game six, immediately after that buzzer ended, yeah, Draymond will get the last laugh, I don't know how many people would have been on board with that.
No, we were, I mean.
That would have been a Hail Mary.
I walked out of Chase late Friday night thinking, damn, that's the last home game of the season.
I thought they were done.
I'm just like, ushers and security guards, and I'm just like, yeah, that's it. I guess I'll see you for a Valkyries game.
I know they start up soon, huh?
Yeah, they got a preseason game Tuesday.
Jeez Louise.
Let's go to
I can't believe they won. And Buddy freaking
Hield. Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield
game. The boss sent me a text, I don't know, 2 months ago, and he's like, I'm telling you, this season is going to come down at some point to a Buddy Hield moment. And I'm like, yeah, that's terrifying. And like, all I kept saying was like, you know, like on the air, like it's frightening when you're walking the Buddy Hield tightrope because, yeah, like he could go from one building to the other and, oh, we're good. You could also fall to his death. And like that cat meme, he's just hanging on in there by a little thread.
I mean,
it's unreal.
I mean, the guy was 0-for-4 Friday night. It was a non-factor. And the Rockets are doing a hell of a job of paying attention to where. But now he did have some solid game three, and game four. He was solid in those games.
I thought at the end of game five, I was like, all right, let's try to find a silver lining. Hey, Buddy attacked the basket at the end of game five.
Right.
But again, we took a lot of calls. I don't know, you weren't here, but we took a lot of calls like, it was inspiring to see Kevin Knox play that way. It's going to inspire the team.
Yeah.
And I was thinking like Friday night after that loss. Yeah, great inspiration.
Yeah, the bench really carried over to Friday night.
Because I saw nothing.
Yeah, we didn't see anything. There's
no
carryover.
I'm not trying to knock people that felt that way. What I'm saying is they had no momentum.
But to your point earlier, these playoff series, every game it's its own story.
Exactly.
Game to game, you're countering, you're adjusting your game plan. You may adjust your starting lineup, but somehow, some way, the combination of Buddy Hield, Brandon Podziemski, alongside Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, going into game seven, they had the best net rating together. That was only 34 minutes. But that was the best combination for the Warriors in this series. So as I wonder, like, why Why not just start Moody as your 18-3 with Moody and Pods with the big three? Why not just start Moody? Well, he goes with Buddy Hield, and Steve Kerr proving us all again that he knows a lot more than we do as the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, and he improves to 8-0 in the first round.
He was
4-1 in game sevens. His third quarter, watch the third quarter back. The way he used his timeouts to shut down all the mini runs, Steve Kerr's been excellent, excellent, excellent. So, hell of a win for the Warriors. The Buddy Hield game. It's officially the Buddy Hield game. May 4th in Game 7 against the Rockets. Let's go to George in the Jungle. George, what's happening?
Gentlemen, so much to look at right here. The first thing I got to say is Stephen Adams. My kids and I are talking throughout the whole game saying how much we can't stand Houston, how much we don't like Van Fleet, how much we hate Dylan Brooks. And all we can say is how much we love Stephen Adams.
Totally agree.
You know?
Totally agree.
There's just, it's just there. Now, for the rest of it, Draymond, you say Sangoon disappeared. That's not quite true. You and I are thinking along the same line, Shasky. Thanos snapped his fingers, and Sangoon vanished. And the thing about Draymond, he didn't get the DPOY. He didn't get the Defensive Player of the Year. But that he's going to get the DPOP, Defensive Player of the Playoffs. No question.
D-pop.
No question. The sun will rise tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar.
Damn, we're getting all poetic here.
Well, we're all listening to that soul music, you know?
The best part is he had a spa day. Spa day and meditated. I love that. I love a good spa day.
I'm telling you,
go bougie, Shasky, you never go back.
Well, I don't know about like the mud spa stuff. Day. I don't know about all that, but I know a good hot tub. I love a good hot tub.
I've done a mud bath last year. Up in Calistoga.
Did it cleanse your soul?
It did cleanse my soul. Yeah. It felt good. Yeah. And then I go to the pool and somebody asks me, yo, you and Draymond good?
You were glowing and then that brought you down, huh?
Richie Rich and Livermore to Bud Baffle
special, though. I cannot believe they pulled this one out.
Richie Rich, what's happening, Richie?
What's cracking with my dogs, man? Good morning, man. The duo's back. Hey, I heard the old baby. I said, oh, they're teasing us with a little Bonte recording. But I was like, okay, he give us a little Monday morning good. I like it. Hey, I got to be real, B. Hey, my garbage day on Friday is real early. I'm going to need you to come in at 8 o'clock, dog. I need 2 hours. An hour ain't enough, man. You know what I'm saying? I need my dynamic duo for 2 hours, G.
Hold on. The Hegan wants to give me a little raise. I got no problem with that. I can be bought, Richie Rich. I can be bought.
Yep. But he got to make it happen, dog. I need 2 hours, okay, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but for real, hey, I got to keep the buck, man. Hey, I was after game 5 and 6, I was negative Nancy, man. I'm like, dude, I'm seeing all Cleveland Cavalierish. We're going to blow a 3-1 lead. I said, man, we've exasperated all of our energy. I do not see us winning game 7 in Houston. Like, me and my son, we're watching in the backyard, and he's like, Dad, you see Curry? He's like, he looks like he's ready to go to Cancun with Aisha. I'm like, yeah, you telling me? And then here comes Buddy Buckets, dude. Like, hey, Item traded that guy so many times this year for him being off for a month and a half that I am so glad we got him. Let's keep it real. We do not win yesterday without Buddy Buckets. And then the veteran presence comes through and gets us through it, man. This next series is going to be tough, but I feel like – we got a better matchup with these guys than we did with Houston. Houston defense, man, they're bringing it. They're real. They're going to be a problem going forward. You know what I'm saying? But the veteran presence got us, man. Thank you, guys. You know what I'm saying? Starting the Monday off good. And got to wish my little 3-year-old DJ a happy birthday.
Nice. Fellas.
Happy birthday, DJ. Happy birthday,
dog.
Happy birthday,
you guys,
man.
Dog.
I'll see you on the baseball field soon, Richie Rich.
Happy birthday.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.